Here's the English translation of the provided text. Note that it was already in English, so no translation needed, just organized content as per your request. Oil slips on oversupply concerns after OPEC Plus output plans. U.S. regulator rejects Colonial Pipeline's plan to change Northeast gasoline delivery. Oil prices flat as traders weigh OPEC Plus pause. Russian sanctions risk. Panama Canal to complete pre-qualification for port concessions in early 2026. SLB launches new AI product as it focuses on digital sales growth. Factbox: which of Trump's tariffs could the U.S. Supreme Court strike down? U.S. wants UN sanctions on 7 vessels over North Korea exports. Russian push for OPEC Plus action pause met no Saudi resistance, sources say. Japan stocks lower at close of trade. Nikkei 225 down 1.60%. Nokia to delist from Paris Stock Exchange. Maintain Helsinki and NYSE listings. Pfizer accuses Novo Nordisk of anti-competitive plot to stall Metsera deal in lawsuit. Norway wealth fund to vote against Musk's $1 trillion Tesla pay package. Novo Nordisk CEO faces baptism of fire amid board shakeup. Pfizer fight. UK regulator refers Getty Shutterstock merger for an in-depth investigation. Nintendo hikes operating forecast by 16 cents. First Brands accuses former CEO Patrick James of multi-billion dollar fraud. Starbucks to sell 60% stake in China business to Boyu Capital. Germany faces record trade deficit with China. Turkey auto sales rise 19.4% in October, top 1 million for 2025. Supreme Court cannot stop all of Trump's tariffs. Deal with it, officials say. Japan's factory activity falls at fastest pace in 19 months, PMI shows. South Korea inflation tops forecast, bolstering case for rates pause. U.S. manufacturing mired in weakness as tariff gloom spreads. ISM manufacturing PMI dips below forecast, signaling potential headwinds for USD. Manufacturing PMI edges up, indicating slight expansion in the sector. Canadian manufacturing PMI rises to 9-month high in October. Asia stocks tumble from record highs on profit-taking, dollar gains. KKR says half of its 2025 PE capital distributions will come from Asia. Japan yet to achieve durable wage-driven inflation, PM Takaichi says. Australia's central bank holds rates steady, might be done easing. Morning bid, stocks slide from record highs as caution reigns. Starbucks to sell control of China business to Boyu aims for rapid growth. Dollar at 3-month high as traders pair near-term rate cut wagers. Australia's central bank sees core inflation stuck above target out past mid-2026. Bitcoin price today slides below 105K after $1.3 billion crypto liquidation wave. Cardano falls 10% en route. Grantix brings $1.57 trillion impact investing market on chain through AI-powered SocialFi platform. Bybit's Emily Bao, the future of crypto lies in SEC-DEX convergence. Litecoin falls 11% in bearish trade. Bitcoin price today falls below 108K after breaking 7-year October. Streak Theramune raises $540 million to acquire Canton Coin digital assets. Theramune raises $540 million for Canton Coin treasury strategy. Bitminer ports 13.7B total holdings with 3.4 METH tokens. Virtu Motors adds 5th Skoda dealership with Leicester acquisition. Wizz Air reports total voting rights of 103.4 million shares. Unlocking festive rewards. This Black Friday with Puprime's copy trading feature. Nokia seeks delisting from Paris Stock Exchange. Nokia 2. Delist shares from Paris Stock Exchange. IMAX prices $220 million convertible notes offering to refinance debt. Ana prices $365 million in senior secured notes due 2032. Kimco Realty launches $750 million at the market stock offering program. Bentley Systems and Earthbrain form partnership to advanced digital construction.